Struggling to get the necessary funding to purchase your first inventory item?
We know it's hard. I had to sell my gold chain for $10,000.
What?
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
You can avoid doing that.
Hold on, bro. Talk to me, bro.
Stay tuned as we show you four ways you can fund your business.
Let's go.
Okay, so the first way is literally the only way that I hope you start off with is right here. Please start off this way. If you don't, then, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you got to get it out the mud. But it's personal saving. Use your personal saving, sell something, do something strange for some change. Whatever you got to do, get the money and keep it going. So, Eddie, how many more days you got left with the massage parlor?
I got like 1 year left in the contract.
Them ladies are using and abusing you.
But I got most of our clientele from there.
Yeah, you did. You do. Man, they be the all.
Yep, renting tables.
Okay, so you have to do this right here. Now, the cons to this right here. So, Tina, what's the cons to this?
So, the cons is that there's limited funding and your personal assets are at risk.
So, really, you just want to go ahead and try to get your money together. The best way to do it is sell something, do something strange for some change, I'm going to say. But that could be like anything. Not nothing crazy, hopefully not. Some of you got it, you got it. But the biggest thing is just to really go through and just try to come up with this first $10,000, $5,000, whatever you want to get started with it, and try not to go in debt with it. Now, number two, and this is right here. Now, if you don't exhaust all your means, you got no money.
I can't eat. I'm broke.
You know, you just got a massive breakup. What else right here? Or you put it all on red, like I did last night, but you somehow just hoping it's gonna be on green and stuff like that. Whatever, and you missed, lost everything. You went in Club Paradise and left with lost, you know.
Lost the rent money.
Lost the next 2 months' rent money. Yeah, I lost payroll too. No, but if that's you right there. Next thing you can do is ask friends and family. If you have a track record of paying people back, and that's why you do pay people back on time, so that if you can have a track record of paying people back, you can ask other people to do it, and maybe they can come in, they can do it as a loan and kind of get back to you. So if you have any family members who trust you and know what you have done before, maybe you can ask them for half the money or the full amount, depending on how much it is. What do you think about that, Eddie?
I mean, I think it's pretty good, but as long as you're paying them back. If not, you're going to have some family feud.
Thank you. Pay me my money. Pay me my money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a really good starter upper. Maybe paint the vision to them and what you're going to do, and maybe even throw some free rentals on there. I don't know.
Yeah. But don't be that one person that asks everybody for $10,000 and then everybody give it to you and then you disappear and you off in the Bahamas out there throwing up, you know, they're partying with Drake and Turks and Caicos.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it called? Yeah, Turks and Caicos. I know Steven knows. So, Tina, what's the cons?
All right, so the cons is exactly what Eddie said. So financial mismanagement can place a strain on personal relationships.
Don't call me. Don't come by my house. We're done.
Yeah, so, you know, remember, people don't go homeless because they just ran out of money. They go homeless because they ran out of goodwill with their family and drugs, too. But we can discount that part for now. But that's kind of the reason. Next thing right here, the next opportunity is number three. And this is right here, straightforward. If you already have a business or have something together, I would say get a business loan. If you don't have a business or don't have any credits for it, if your credit is decent, you should go on a business loan. It'll be cheaper, straightforward, and you can work stuff off, and you can get low interest rate. You just want to make sure this loan is underneath, you know, like less than 10% at least an 8, some 7, something like that, something low. If you can, try to get as low as possible. Try to get -3.
Ooh, where they're paying you.
They're paying you to take it. So, like, that's kind of where you kind of want to go for. But if you don't have that, then you go to personal side, too. Because realistically, sometimes you got to go in the red to get in the black. We don't recommend this, and a lot of people like Dave Ramsey probably like, you're stupid, don't do that. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, and we have to do what we have to do sometimes too, especially when you got these moves being made. You can most likely make another thing. The worst thing, to be honest, you're closed down, you have the asset, you can sell it, pay the loans off, and you at least have the lessons that you learned.
All right, and the con of this, or it could be a con or a good thing depending on your own credit score, but a good credit score is necessary for loan approval. And the higher your credit score, the more you're able to get from the bank or whoever you're loaning from.
Mr. Bank, will you take my 430 credit score and give me $20,000?
Yes.
Bank of Eddie, open right now.
Get your numbers up. I had to get my numbers up.
Man, you want that land shark to come
like
to your 80%.
Business?
80% interest a day? If you want that never get right money, come to Eddie, predatory lending. Number four. And this right here is kind of like a mix of two. But I would say don't do this right here.
that's what we did.
Yeah, we did it, but don't do this right here.
Don't do it.
And the mix thing, I think we did a mix of all of this besides ask for friends.
No, I didn't ask anybody.
You can't ask about, ain't nobody got nothing in the hood. Yeah, we were trying to get clean money, too, so we couldn't ask John John.
Right, be in debt for life.
Yeah, be in debt. Hey.
Then we're laundering all the money.
It's like, hey, the posts look empty to me. Stuff them. So we want to be doing that. So you can use your personal credit cards to go buy out a couple things too as well. Just know that you need to have some type of strategy to pay yourself back and pay it back, or you're going to be stuck and it'll be 4 years later and you still got large credit card debt amounts.
All right. And the con of this is that high credit usage will actually decrease your credit score, meaning that the less your credit score are, the less likely you will be approved in your other loans.
So if I was you, I would get someone like Tina, who got like a 950 credit score, and get her to do it. And then just don't talk to her no more, so she has to pay it off, because she's not going to ruin her credit. So, but yeah, you get you a couple of them. So they don't get you no Stevens. Stevens going to show up at your house, going to be hitting you with baseball bats and stuff like that. Don't want those person. And his credit's still going to go down. He's going to go down just as soon as he signed it. You're going to look at him like, hey. But I know we've been joking and stuff around this whole video right here, but realistically, you have four different ways. You can use your money, other people's money, or you can use the bank's money. So you need to choose which one works for you. Now, we can't decide on which one you should do. We do recommend that you just save up for it. Like, I know one thing, we both save money, and then we use our personal credit cards on top of it. But realistically, in that situation, we could have probably saved money and then just kept reinvesting to get it back and or had a better strategy. But also, too, we had a strategy for it, then COVID hit, and no one really had no strategy for that. We will next time, though. So when COVID 2.3 comes up, we own his head. We're ready for it.
Uh-oh.
Don't tell me. We're about to go over a huge waterfall.
Yep.
Sharp rocks at the bottom?
Most likely.
Bring it on.
But, guys, thank you so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed this right here. And I hope you want to get this money. But before you can get this money, you gotta get this ultimate checklist. And the ultimate checklist to make the money flow. So get the ultimate checklist, the number one source of rental knowledge in the industry.
Made by us.
Wait till the end.
Hey, y'all, come look at this.
Made by us. So make sure you check it out. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And I'm Tina.
And we are the Rental Boys and Girls. So check us out and help us out on the links below and everything down there. And we appreciate you so much.
All right. And if you like this video, please comment, share, and subscribe. And if you would like to see more videos like it, please click this playlist here for all of our short-formed podcast videos.
Click it!